Thursday morning, time to talk to April Mansfield from Event Cinemas. Marion and I always go down to the Smithfield Events. Beautiful cinemas, nice comfortable seats there. And April joins us now. Good morning, April.
Morning, Paul.
Now, I know you've only got one release today, but it's a good one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's called Hotel Mumbai. It looks really interesting. This is definitely on like my top list of things to see.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you know about, because you know everything. I assume about, it's true, honestly. I'm sure I could say one thing and you're like, bam, I know it.
Yeah, well, I of course you're right. It's about that terrible thing that happened in Mumbai.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly, yes. And it kind of takes place, like, beginning and middle and everything at Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, and it's about the terrorist attack and everything on there and in Mumbai and how it led up to it and everything. It looks super interesting, super thriller as well. It's got Armie Hammer in it and Dev Patel. He's one of the lead actors in it. He's, I suppose, working for the hotel. He's like a waiter and whatnot, and he's there when it all goes down. And there was a shooting at the train station and everyone runs to the hotel and, you know, the hotel being gracious, like, let them in. And as doing that, they have let the terrorists in, and it looks heartbreaking and so interesting.
We should mention, April, just when this happened, the terrorist attack began on the Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2008, and ended on Saturday, the 29th of November, 2008. At least 174 people died, including 9 attackers. More than 300 were wounded. Now, just running through the nationalities that died, there was 139 Indians died, 256 injured. And as I go through the number of people killed, 6 from the United States, 3 from Germany, 2 from Israel. Now, we come to Australia. 2 Australians died and 2 were injured in the attack. And then we go down to all of these other people killed from Canada, France, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, Malaysia, Mexico, Singapore, Thailand. Just terrible, terrible attack. And this movie looks at that. It's really hard to imagine being in that sort of position. That was a terrible, terrible incident.
I don't know what you would do in that situation.
So have you seen the movie yet? If you haven't, are you going to go and see it, or is that not your sort of movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I think this one looks really interesting, so I'm definitely going to go see it.
Because some people sort of avoid those sort of movies, you know, they don't want to get upset. But
yeah.
but they are pieces of our history, pieces of our world history. And when they're brought to the cinema like this in such a way, I think people need to see it. You know, it's part of our history, and sometimes it's good history that we see in movies, and sometimes it's the bad stuff.
I completely agree. I understand why some people wouldn't want to, but yeah, I think the way that they bring it to film kind of translates better than reading it on a screen. You're really more immersed and you find out what's happened and you can feel it then and there, if you go what I mean. I love these types of movies, not for the fact that something awful like this has happened, but like I can learn and understand what's gone down versus reading something on a screen.
Yeah. My lovely Marion, she loves these real life stories. She often says to me, if we're going to see a movie, is it based on a real story? And I say yes, and it really, you know, that really interests her to know that it's a real story. And these sort of movies also are able to bring to us the characters, because we read the newspapers, we read the headlines of how many people died and it's a terrible thing that happened, but in the movies we discover who the characters were, the real life people that went through this, and it gives us a close-up portrait of them.
Definitely. So I think it's one you need to add to your must-see list.
All right, we'll see that. It's called Hotel Mumbai.
Exactly, Hotel Mumbai, releasing today.
Beautiful. Okay, that's terrific. And what else have you got? You've still got all your regulars happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have your Alita Battle Angels, your Dog's Way Home. We've also got, obviously, our release from last week, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
So very, very polar opposite to Hotel Mumbai. So, you know, maybe come in, see Hotel Mumbai, and if you need something a little bit lighter, a little bit more, you know, make-believe, head on to Captain Marvel.
Yeah, now, we spoke about Captain Marvel last week, but it is really, it's this Marvel Comics thing. This is a big production, isn't it?
It's massive. It's really, really big, and I can't wait. for everybody to enjoy it. I can't wait for everyone to see a different side of Marvel, a different, like, a female side of Marvel. Do you know what I mean? And the introduction of the characters, and before everybody was Iron Man and Captain America and all of that, you get to go back to the beginning and you get to meet people for the first time, like Nick Fury. He's adorable in this film. I feel like he's been a bit hardened over the years, but for this one, he seems pretty upbeat.
That's right. And Brie Larson stars in this. We've got Samuel L. Jackson, of course, Ben Mendelsohn, who we spoke about last week, the Aussie actor doing so well in Hollywood, Annette Bening. Jude Law is also in it. There was a great series with Jude Law on the telly where he played the Pope.
The Pope,
but he was a weird Pope. He was a really weird Pope. He really was. Didn't have a Pope mobile or anything. That's right. Okay, we'll catch you next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul.